Good afternoon, colleagues and students. Welcome to the Operating Theatre. Please take your seats in the gallery quickly so we can begin. Today's case involves a 23-year-old man, recently married, who presents with anorgasmia. If you've done your reading, you will know this is a rare disorder in men, characterised by ongoing inability to achieve orgasm even after adequate and extended stimulation. A patient with secondary anorgasmia was once able to achieve orgasm, but has lost that ability. Our patient, however, has primary anorgasmia, meaning he has never experienced orgasm. As you might imagine, this condition causes the patient significant discomfort and personal distress. He's been unable to release sexual tension and experienced near constant pelvic pain from unrelieved genital engorgement. He and his new wife are beginning to experience challenges in their sex life because he is unable to achieve orgasmic release. Sexual activity has become a chore for him. This has taken a toll on the patient's wife, who is with us here today and has agreed to assist me. While she is in many ways a beneficiary of the extended sexual encounters and his inability to climax, she feels guilt about the pleasure she receives from him and his inability to reach climax. She feels it is somehow her fault. The patient is in perfect physical health. As I remove his gown, you will see that he has the conditioning of an athlete. Note his penis is above average length and girth. As I lift the penis back, you will also note that the testicles are distended, stretched tight, and from his reaction quite tender to touch. Despite the tenderness, the protocol calls for a standard testicular examination. As you students will recall, we perform this exam with the patient laying down, then standing. You see that I begin by inspecting the patient's abdomen. Now I'm moving my fingers to the groin and genital area. I'm palpating the scrotum and each testicle, rolling each between my thumb and forefinger and inspecting for signs of swelling, lumps or masses. And now I'll ask the patient to stand while I inspect the penis and testicles, rolling them in my fingers. You can see that the patient is in discomfort. This, of course, because of the extended periods of arousal without relief. Now that you can see the penis is expanding, still only partially erect, but filling with blood. In his condition, the slightest touches to the genital area will cause erection. This is perfectly normal, but part of a vicious cycle, because in the patient's experience, sexual excitement will not end in release. While the patient is still standing, I will ask for his wife's assistance. Please apply the surgical lubricant to his penis and scrotum and start to manually stimulate him. Excellent. You'll see from her technique that he's quickly aroused. In other words, there is no question that she knows how to arouse her husband. The patient's whimpers show that the treatment is causing both pleasure and pain. The penis is now fully erect and the skin around the scrotum is stretched tight over his swollen testicles. The head of the penis has turned a deep red colour, and when his wife concentrates the manual stimulation just under the glands of the penis, yes, just like that, the response is very strong. Similar to what the woman feels when her clitoral hood is retracted and the clitoris is directly stimulated. I believe that you can see that we are at a point where the stimulation is no longer progressing and the experience is becoming excruciating for the patient. I'm glad to see that the patient's wife is wearing a skirt. Madam, would you please remove your undergarments, climb on the table and straddle your husband's face? Yes, like that. It's important that we keep sexual stimulation constant during this treatment, and the patient will also feel comforted with his head cradled between his wife's thighs. Now, treatment of anorgasmia is most successful when we take the choice of when to orgasm away from the patient. Our patient has consented to this. Our approach will be two-pronged. I will ask the patient's wife to apply this Hitachi vibrator to the end of the patient's penis, but only after I conduct a digital rectal exam to ensure there are no problems with the prostate. Now, will one of the students please review us for the procedure of a digital rectal exam? Miss Johnson? Correct. First, we spread the buttocks apart and inspect the anus and the surrounding area for abnormalities. Everything looks normal. Next, I'm lubricating the anus and there we go. My finger is now deep inside the patient. As I rotate my finger, I'm feeling for abnormalities. There are none, with the exception of a significantly enlarged prostate, which, under the circumstances, is to be expected. Now, I will ask the patient's wife to turn on the Hitachi to its highest setting. Excellent. Please apply the vibrator directly and forcefully to the head of the penis. Now you can tell from the loud wailing of the patient and the way he's trying to escape the Hitachi that this is not yet pleasurable. He fears that once again he'll be left without release. This is why we combine this therapy with vigorous prostate massage, which I begin now. My finger is now repeatedly rubbing the prostate. With each pass, I am applying more pressure. There we go. Notice that the patient is starting to shake all over. He's losing control of his body. You'll also notice the semen beginning to flow from his penis. Please apply more pressure with a vibrator. Excellent. I will do the same with the prostate. Now you'll see that the patient is thrashing and quivering. Try to keep his head in one place with those thighs, dear. Any second now you should hear him. Ah, there it is. Hear him scream. And the ejaculation is beginning. This is no time to stop the stimulation. I'm pressing rhythmically on the prostate, helping the patient express semen. Look at the force of his first ejaculation. Still happening. Please remove the vibrator and dismount the table when you're comfortable, dear. Very good. I'm slowing my pressure on the prostate. You will see that a near constant stream of semen continues to flow. Now I'm removing my finger. We're now cleaning the patient with warm towels. As we complete, you'll notice that we wrap him in a warm blanket. A release of this magnitude can sometimes be traumatic for the patient, although a patient today seems to have come through this fine. And now, any questions?